adventurers and friends, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. A recap of Session 20. We bust in the secret door to find two abracadabra demons. The fuckers break Jeb's war axe. In retaliation, we kill them. We continue to explore and find a formula book in a bunch of empty bedrooms. We clean up some bodies and barricade ourselves in the kitchen. We have dinner and Kestrel drags in some beds. In the evening, Moonlight goes full badass and sacrifices part of themselves to create a new handle for Jeb's axe. Awesome.
Okay. We wake up in the morning, maybe have some scrambled eggs or something. You got some scrambled eggs?
Literally, just having a great meal. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And what time do you wake up to do the meal?
Well, it's what, 10 hours? Is it 8 or 10 hours? With a party, I think it's a party of 4. Is it like 9 or 10 hours to get a full night?
I'm reading it. It's just, you just rest for 8 hours, and then daily preparations generally take 1.
That's what I'm reading, too. 8 hours to 9 hours.
Oh, hey, I found it. Page 500. Group size of 4 is 10 hours, 40 minutes total time.
That would put your ready for the day at 7. 7 o'clock.
So I think we need to have a talk about whether we think or assume everybody in the Hermitage is now bad. Do we assume that?
Haven't we assumed that?
I think we have been assuming that, but perhaps we should.
Well, I mean, like, everything has attacked us, or at least looked like they were going to attack us as soon as we saw them. So do we just, like, prepare an ambush for when these guys come back for breakfast?
Or we dress up as waitstaff and serve them and cut their throats while they eat their porridge.
Serve them their dead compatriots and then slit their throats? Seems a little on the dark side.
Oh, yeah. It's fucked, but...
All right, let's go ahead and throw some evil points in everybody's column.
Nothing evil about that.
Sorry?
This is a tricky way to murder them. Give me some trickery points.
If anything, it's chaos. Come on, Tyler.
Oh, boy. So, you guys wake up. You have yourselves a nice breakfast. Prepare for the day. Get your spell preparation in. Do you do anything else before I start inciting incidences?
Is there any alcohol in this storeroom?
Some cooking wines.
Oh my, anything besides cooking wines?
Maybe some sherry? Cooking sherry?
Sherry will do.
You ever tried cooking sherry before?
I've never tried. I don't even think I've tried actual sherry.
Oh, it's boy, is that interesting. It's like alcoholic syrup. Not like...
Gross.
Not like the corn syrup, corn starch and sugar shit, like actual bitter maple syrup.
Interesting.
It's, I'm not a huge fan.
No. All right. So, fellas. And ladies.
Yeah, you want to get with my friends.
And bushes. we need to get out of here before the shakes start hitting. So, let's plow on.
You don't carry alcohol with you?
I mean, on Dalwhinnie, outside, I don't want to go out there.
I just assumed you always kept at least, like, a decent amount on you.
I would have to assume it's gone. It's been a whole day.
I assume we go out the west door?
I thought we were going to wait for the guy to come back.
Or are we waiting? Going to trap them all?
Just take them out one by one as they come to breakfast.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Okay, we unbarricade the eastern door, I guess.
Okay.
We take up our positions of ambush.
Then take up your positions of ambush on the map.
Nonchalantly sitting at the dinner table.
Is a tiger?
Just a dwarf sitting
just
at the
table. Just a dwarf. With a cat sitting politely next to him in the other door.
You sit there. I'm going to sit here.
So we've got Moonlight and Kestrel hiding. And then
it's not a very good ambush.
This is a terrible ambush.
Savatra and the dwarf just finishing breakfast with the tiger sitting at the table.
And I got two bowls right here ready for next guest to walk
I'm gonna have a whole bunch of food laid out in front of us too.
Yeah, like just come on
nonchalantly in. Just like nibbling on it, snacking.
Alright.
Was the lady that we killed in here wearing like a chef's apron, or are there any chef's aprons like around?
The lady you killed in here absolutely was wearing a chef's apron.
Oh, I'm wearing that, and that's all I'm wearing.
I like it.
I'm gonna make some alterations to that.
The door opens into the room. She looks very startled at first. Who are you? Where's Hoba?
I don't know who that is. Why don't you come enjoy some of this lasagna I made?
Lasagna? It's breakfast.
It's a breakfast lasagna.
Oh, okay. She looks behind her towards like a man that's standing at the back of the hallway here, not too far away from her. And he just looks at her and kind of shrugs. She looks back at you, Savatri, and goes, what happened to Horba? Something must have happened. Who are you? Tell me now.
My name's Savatri. I made wonderful food. Come enjoy the food or I'm going to be really offended.
God, there's no, like, deception rolls that really are necessary in that sort of thing.
I would certainly think a deception roll is necessary.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you didn't technically lie. I noticed you very carefully picked your words there. I'm going to make you do a deception roll anyways.
I mean, he said he didn't know.
27.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
She just kind of looks back over at the table and, you know, it smells a lot better than anything Hova ever made. So you're here to replace her then, yeah? She comes and sits down at the table.
I serve her a plate.
She sits down right next to Jeb.
Sup?
Hi.
Wait, do they see, like, Kestrel, like, hiding in the corner here?
He's just creeping in the corner.
What's his perception roll?
I want David.
I mean,
is there anything for me to even hide behind? I mean,
a couple of brooms.
I'm going to ask you to give me a stealth roll. Same with Moonlight, too.
I am fine taking a negative on this. I get a 14.
Moonlight's going to walk out of the pantry with, like, some spices. Just like, walk up and be like, do you need anything to spice to your taste?
Oh.
I pull these bay leaves from my own branches.
You just, like, hold the shirt over, and you're like, tell me when.
When, right there. When. Okay.
The slurk's going to burp and ruin everything.
How many more are going to be coming for breakfast?
Bach and I usually have breakfast in the morning, and the man kind of crosses the threshold into the room.
Oh, perfect. I want to make sure there's not any left over. I don't like wasting food.
Good, I guess. Yeah.
I started serving up a second plate.
Okay. The man in here, who just kind of steps in, he's going to make a check of...
And I'll be like, come, and like pull the chair out for him and everything. And
oh, you're... Okay. All right. We'll lower this DC.
What's Baka look like?
Baka's an older man. Oh, Jesus.
Natural one.
I try to flirt with him a little bit, too. I'm not going to RP that.
Please.
It's okay. Bach's an older man. And it says female human priest. Is Bach a female name? B-A-K? Back? Bach?
Honestly, I'll probably flirt with both of them anyways.
Sure. All right. Bach will kind of come in and, be hustled into his seat. And he'll go, all right, I'm fine.
I would like to make a quick perception while I'm flirting with them. I'm going to make like a flirtatious look up and down at them, but it's also trying to see if they're armed. What do they have on them, like weapon-wise and shit?
They didn't carry any weapons with them.
Okay. We don't have any tridents that are going to like destroy us.
No tridents from these.
So what do you two do here at the Hermitage?
Bach looks over and just goes, well, right now, Lessa and I are fighting about who gets Harlock's room. And she just kind of looks over at him and goes, are you bringing this up again? We both slept on the floor last night because we couldn't agree on who could take the bed.
Thought their beds were maybe missing.
Lessa goes, oh, excuse me. Sorry. It's just, I don't see why you deserve it. I have a bad back. And then the other one stands up and kind of pushes the chair back and goes, don't, no, not again. Are we gonna settle this here in front of the new cook? And they start staring daggers at each other, and they just
Harlock was the
within an inch, right, of each other's faces, just grimacing at each other and growling.
Harlock was the like leader that the mayor was gonna go talk to.
You got it.
Hero point for Swanee for remembering.
Yeah, all right, I'll give it to you. Hero point for Swanee for remembering. Yeah. I gotta give those out more often, anyways.
So I don't want to give us away, but I'm trying to decide if we should ask something about why Harlock's room is available.
Hey, I am really new here. I thought Harlock was the leader.
What? No, not anymore.
What happened to him?
Oh, it's none of your business.
Oh, okay. Just the cook?
Just the cook.
Who is the leader now? I feel like I should know that.
You just cook. That's all you do. You just cook, right?
Well, you see, Harlock is the one that hired her, and we just want to make sure that we're going to get paid still.
What? All of you? What happened to the Quazzets? Where are they?
They went into town.
And
then,
Horba? And into town?
They haven't been back.
To do what?
To get supplies. The food was running low.
We're just the cooks.
We have enough supplies for weeks as far as we know. Something's not right here.
Now when you cook meals like this.
Buck stands up and turns around, and Nessa, the one that was talking, came in first. You have to be shitting me.
That's a
doesn't
one.
Doesn't see a goddamn thing from Kestrel.
Kestrel's blending into the wall.
No, I'm sorry. He's just got some broom like, up. Just holding the broom.
I'm standing so still they can't see me.
I have mastered the art of standing so still.
Oh, wow.
Do either of these sound like the person that I yelled at last night?
Yes. Okay. The female does. You guys want to do anything here?
I tell him to sit down and finish his supper, his breakfast that the lovely lady made him.
You should try and convince them to not be evil anymore.
And
the fact that they laughed at Harlock being gone already points me to the fact that these guys probably need to go.
So they both sit back down and they go, fine, we'll eat the food. It's really good, but...
Thank you.
We're still figuring things out. None of that's your business.
And I take out my war axe.
No, all right.
No, I do want to kill these people, though.
I wish I had a garrote right now.
I've got a sickle.
Or however you pronounce it.
It's garrote.
I'm just going to keep prying questions until they get annoyed.
Well, that's what I was trying to
That's
kind of
like, what was
can,
happening.
Can we do like just like a gather information check to just kind of chit-chat with them, try to get what we can?
I mean, they'll begrudgingly give you little things. They're neutral towards you right now.
What if I flirt with them?
That was you getting them from hostile to neutral.
Okay. What if I tell them that they had some weird demons in their store?
How about a bonus for how good my lasagna is?
That lowered the DC. That's what gave it a critical.
Why did you guys have Krampuses in the other hallway?
Krampus? What are you talking about?
I went to grab a book for a little light reading, and there's some very scary monsters in there.
Oh, the Abracadabras.
What?
The Wrecka demons.
They did not seem to like me.
No,
the Wrecka demons have.
They wreck things.
They've been wrecked.
If you can't protect yourself, you deserve to get wrecked.
Well, we protected ourselves.
Well, I need a big man to protect me.
What do you want to know? What are you getting at?
I don't even fucking know. I was just going with it. And
wait,
now it's weird.
Just for the drop. No, I think it's one of those things where they're not going to talk to you really directly from this point. They're just going to sit around and awkwardly eat.
God, I wish there was coup de grace. There is no coup de grace, is there?
I don't think so.
Remember.
But I mean, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't, like, are you looking for them to start combat helpless or, like, guarantee that you'll get the drop on them or, like, what?
Basically, while I'm standing behind them, I want to grab my sickle out and put it across one of their necks. Just...
Let's just start this, right?
You are a savage.
All right, then.
These people are cavorting with record demons. Come on.
That's true. That's fair.
Okay, so I don't know if the rules necessarily accommodate for coup de grace.
I'll keep them distracted with conversation while I wink at Kestrel in moonlight.
I will make my attack from behind.
I mean, I would say what is helpless gives automatic critical. Is that what helpless does, or am I blowing smoke?
Because honestly, this wouldn't be a coup de grace even in first edition rules.
No,
because
they're not helpless. Yeah, it says the designers have mentioned that they intentionally removed it.
I mean, if anything, you would get just like a free attack, and they're flat footed.
Basically, like a surprise round.
So yeah, you start off combat with a single action, and that action is making a flat footed attack against them.
All right,
and that's the best way to do it.
I think that's what we should do.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, I nod and continue to keep these guys thralled in my adventures.
I just continue to try to feed them more and more lasagna.
Have you seen my axe?
So go ahead, Moonlight, and give me that opening attack. And they are flat-footed.
I imagine I have a knife in my hand from cutting the lasagna. Is he going to get flanking?
Well, it won't matter because they're already flat-footed.
They're already flat-footed.
I'm okay. Valid.
So I get a 14.
Ooh.
It's terrible.
That's...
Only 6.
Well, actually, hold on. Normally, they wear leather armor. But who wears armor to breakfast?
Yeah, I'm only wearing an apron.
Yeah, you're wearing only an apron. They're probably very distracted.
Normal AC of 17. Flat-footed 15, minus 1, 14. That's it. They're not wearing their leather armor. Their AC is 16, not 17.
Still not going to do much damage, but it'll be fun. 4 damage to the streak.
I mean, let's be honest. That's not the point.
It is not the point at all.
You guys can go ahead and roll initiative.
Do I get to take my action to attack?
Yeah, they rolled 2 natural ones. If you want to hop out at that moment and...
All right, so here's the real big question. Since Flurry of Blows is one action, do I get to do that, or do you go on and make it just like a standard attack?
All right, fine.
It's up to you.
No, that, I mean, I said
it's
an action.
It's because of the lasagna.
It's because of the lasagna.
Well, I miss with the first attack. And,
Are you guys both just going to do no damage, and they're just going to turn around and be like, what?
Doesn't 14 wood hit,
yeah.
All right, so I deal it 6 damage.
And I use deception for my
initiative.
Totally fine with that.
Your stunning fist?
Oh, yeah, stunning fist. Could it give me a fortitude save, please?
Ah, 11 on the fortitude save.
It fails. It stunned one. Oh, shit.
I imagine you just, like, punched him in the back or punched her in the back of the head and, like, stunned her for a round.
So just we got a stunned one. Priest. And what did we decide about stunned in the Discord? It basically means you can't make reactions.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are unable to act until it goes away.
Yeah, which happens at the beginning of your... Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, then that's going to take us into combat. The one that Kestrel hit and stunned goes first. So, the older man loses his first action to the stunned one condition. And with his next 2 actions...
He is sitting.
Don't see any reason why he couldn't cast a touch spell while sitting.
No.
Kestrel doesn't have attack of opportunity. So with his second and third action, he is going to cast a spell called Spider Sting. That's going to be a fortitude save from Kestrel.
I roll a 17, you get a 25 total.
Well, that's going to be just fine. With Spider Sting, you always take 1d4 damage piercing. So you take 1 point of piercing damage. Let's see. On your success, you take 1d4 poison damage. There we go. You take 2 points of poison damage.
Well, that has happened.
Then it is the other. It's Nessa's turn.
And I look over to her and say, it was a trick.
Duh.
Gotcha, bitch.
With her first action, she stands up. Boy, these are tight quarters. Nessa uses her first action to stand up, And then with her second and third actions, is going to cast a spell. It's going to cast Barkskin on herself. Now we get down to the party. Savatri, it's your turn.
So Savatri is poorly equipped for combat because she doesn't have anything. First action will be to move to wherever I left all my shit.
Okay.
I imagine it's somewhere within 25 feet of me.
Easily.
And from there, I spend my second and third actions picking up... Well, first off, as I'm moving the 25 feet, I take the apron off, obviously. Apron is not... It's not good equipment for battle. So apron torn off as I'm running. And I get to my shit, and I'll throw on...
You can grab one item per action.
Damn it.
It's not like you can put armor on. Just grab your whip and come back.
No, I needed my religious symbol. I don't give a fuck about my
religious symbol. Oh, you need your religious symbol?
I'm trying to think of what my religious symbol's actually attached to.
Your butt plug?
A Colosseum butt plug in this situation would make the perfect holy symbol.
Honestly, that might be my future holy symbol. Because then no one's ever going to fucking steal that. Like,
Ted's taking notes.
It's definitely something I've thought about.
What, do you just moon people when you're presenting your holy symbol for healing and spellcasting and the like?
I don't need to present it. I just need to be holding it somehow. I'm holding it in my anus.
The Calistrian butt plug, the multi-purpose holy symbol.
It's definitely something I'm doing in the future. But for now, I believe my religious symbol is still just attached to my bandolier, I would assume. I don't think it'd be on my backpack.
No, that makes sense.
My bandolier along with my healer's tools, which we've stated before, is in my bandolier.
Yeah.
So if I would say my second action would be to pick up my bandolier and throw it on. And again, I'm not wearing anything at this point. I took the apron off. So I'm just wearing a bandolier. And then third action, I'll pick up my whip. So bandolier, whip, I'm good to go.
All right. Then after Savatri, it's Kestrel's turn. I was going to add something, but I just don't think I can. I'm just going to let it all hang there because that's where it belongs.
Just going to let it all hang out.
Just like Savatri. Just let it all hang out there.
Where it belongs.
Priest 1 is standing, right? But number 2 is still sitting, or is that the other way around?
No, you got it right. The one that's next to you is still sitting. The one that you stopped.
So that one's still flat-footed?
Yes.
All right. Since it's right there and flat-footed, I'm going to cast Key Strike with my first action. Second action, I am going to Flurry incoming attacks. Get a 20 to hit.
20 hits.
Fantastic. Second, it doesn't matter. Force damage. Duh. Snake eyes again on the damage. It lasted for a little bit there. Attack number 2 is going to be a miss. Third action... I don't like being in this corner. I am going to cast Shield. And that is the end of my turn.
Then after Kestrel, it's Jebediah.
Sorry, I was reading my butt plugs. All right. Am I armed?
I mean, I would say you'd probably have to use an interact action to pull out your axe, considering that they probably wouldn't have just sat there and ate if you were wielding your axe. Well, I mean...
He was showing it off, wasn't he, during his stories?
Did show it up.
All right. Fine.
No, stand I'm up.
I'm feeling generous.
The half this.
Stand up. And I give Turtle a turn and pounces up here on top of the table.
Turtle pounces on the table and just rake across the face.
Basically, she will attack the one in front. I mean, the one between her and Kestrel. A whopping 15.
15 hits.
Oh, hickey. 7 plus 1. 8 damage.
All right.
And then I'll swing at the other one with my war axe. All right, I showed it off a little too much. Still getting used to the handle.
A 10 misses. All right, then after Jebediah, we come down to the bottom of round 1. Moonlight, it's your turn.
So this female priest is sitting in front of Moonlight, and Moonlight just reaches out and touches her in the back.
She's standing, but all right.
Well, yeah, Did I say sitting?
Yeah.
Whatever. He's standing in front of me.
You touch your butt?
It's probably about all the higher I can reach. And we're going to cast Chill Touch.
And then that's a fortitude save, right?
Fortitude save a 19. And looks like they got exactly a 19. Damn.
Yep, 19 save.
So I was 10, halved down to 5 damage.
All right. She takes 5 negative damage. Right to the butt. Wow. I'm kind of focusing on the butt stuff tonight, huh?
Apparently.
But did I just name the episode Butt Stuff tonight?
Butt Stuff. Yeah, I don't know how much of the butt stuff's gonna make it. We'll see.
And
some of it makes it in. Let's hope a lot of it does. Otherwise, it'd me just be saying, "Sorry, guys, I was looking up butt plugs." That's the only context.
That's the only thing that gets in there.
I actually like that. No.
And then third action will be to cast shield.
Then after moonlight, we go back up to the top of round 2. So Bach, the old man who is sitting down, that Kestrel's just been punching in the back of the head and got clawed in the face by a turtle, uses an action to use the take cover action to then crawl under the table with another action, the crawl action, and then stand up on the other side of the table.
There's still a tiger over there.
Right next to turtle. That's all three actions. Then is Nessa. It's Nessa's turn. She casts a spell. Flaming Sphere. She's going to cast Flaming Sphere on... Let's go on Moonlight. She's looking to cause as much damage as she possibly can. And she has a, racist misconception about what's going to deal you damage.
Moonlight rolls a 12 on that reflex save. Oh, do I want to use my hero point on that? I think I'm going to use my hero point on that.
All right.
Goodbye, hero point. That's not much better. 14.
Not much better.
So I fail.
All right, then that means you're going to take 3d6 fire damage. So 9 fire damage. And there is now a flaming sphere in your square. Now, Jeb, because of where you are, I don't really think that she can get between Moonlight and you. So I'm going to say she uses her one action to crawl over to the other side of the table. Get away from the tree and you to an extent. Mostly the tree right now. Sabatri, it's your turn.
Sabatri will use her first action to get back over into combat. And... I will actually stand behind Jeb somewhat because I feel a little naked without my armor.
Literally.
Huh? I have a bandolier on. And then for my second and third actions, I will cast Magic Weapon on your beautiful war axe.
Oh!
It's okay, guys. I took Magic Weapon 3 times.
You did? Fantastic. All right. Then after Sabatri, it's Kestrel's turn.
Well, I want to play too. So I want to do some kind of acrobatics where I like do a little run and then like flip up and over and get behind the one that tried to like slide away from me under the table.
All right.
I want this to look very John Woo-y.
Sweet. Let's do it. Acrobatics check.
All right.
Acrobatics too. Is this
essentially like a tumble through kind of thing?
Yeah, tumble through.
I mean, like tumble through, or is tumble through an action? I always forget.
Tumble through is an acrobatics action.
It is, okay.
Against the reflex DC of the enemy.
Okay, got it.
I only get an 18. That is not great. In fact, you gave us all an action point, and I'm going to use mine because I want this to be badass. All
right.
Are you flipping over them, or are you running? Yeah. I get running 30. Across the wall.
That's even better. I run across the wall and flip back down onto my feet with a 30 acrobatics check.
That is a critical success on the tumble through.
Hell yeah.
Which doesn't really mean anything more than...
I don't care. It's John Woo cool. up in this shit. Yeah,
that's fucking that's cool. Right. I'll give you another hero point. Actually, I'll give Ted a hero point too because, the wall running idea was his.
Second action. Flurry. Ooh, first attack's a 1. I use that hero point you just gave me back. I get a 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
I will deal 6 damage.
All right.
Attack number 2. Ooh, that's a nat 20.
That's a critical hit.
So that will be 9 damage.
Wow.
And
just rocking this dude
as much as I can. And third action, shield. Done.
No, you're not.
Stunning Fist.
Stunning Fist. Thank you. Everybody plays this game better than me.
18.
Fails.
18 stunned fails.
One.
We've got another stunned dude.
Same one.
I mean, this guy's morning has been terrible so far. Yeah, except for getting to look at Savatry is the only positive thing.
And he had a good-ass breakfast.
It was a good breakfast.
And he heard the tales of my adventures, which, fuck.
The chameleon elf blending into the wall behind the broom punched him in the back of the head to start this with. And he tries to crawl away, and he wall runs over and punches him in the nose and stuns him again.
I love it.
This was a human, well. Ain't he?
Yeah, yes.
No, you said elf.
Oh, no, David.
I'm the elf.
David's the elf.
Yeah, I'm also... Kestrel is an elf. Human. Okay.
No, Kestrel's an elf.
Kestrel's elf. I'm half elf.
Kestrel's actually an ancient elf.
Yeah, he's an ancient elf.
He's an old SOV.
It's the most OP thing I think I've found in second edition so far.
Ancient elf? Oh, yeah.
Ancient elf.
What's
ancient
it let
elf.
You do? Grab the...
Dedication at level 1.
You get to take a dedication at level 1 without meeting any of the prerequisites. Otherwise...
Without meeting the level prerequisites. You still have to, like, you know, ability score prereqs.
You can do all sorts of amazing shit at level 1.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kestrel, that was all 3 actions, right?
Yes.
All right, then that's going to bring us up to Jebediah.
We'll have Turtle Strike at... the one in front. I mean, yeah, the same one that he's been
stunned. Stunned old man.
21.
That's a hit.
9 damage. And then a claw attack. Misses.
All right.
And then I'll swing my weapon at the one in front of me.
Hero point it.
we want to see this? Okay. Hero point. Weird. Go Turtle.
Yeah. Turtle had a great round there. Good stuff. After Jebediah, it's Moonlight's turn. Bottom of round 2.
Okay, Moonlight's going to step forward and try Chill Touch again.
Gonna lean over the table so you can reach her.
Yep.
She rolls an 11 for...
Climb up on the chair.
11 for to
do. Big ol' failure.
Yeah, all right.
She will take the full 2d4 plus 4, which is, ooh, max. 4-4 plus 4, 12 damage.
That one chills her right down to the bone. That was a big hit damage-wise. You're starting to pull weight as a, like, DPS here, Moonlight.
Yeah, these cantrips stack, man. Cantrips are nice.
Then that's going to bring us up to the top of round 3. It's the old guy who needs to, well, first not be... stunned anymore. He loses an action to the stunning fist.
Oh shit, I was gonna actually attack him. That's right. Damn it. My bad.
With his second action, he's going to 5, 10, move 10 feet in between the two tables to kind of get in the lane in between the cooking equipment and the tables. Take a moment to glance at Savatry.
He's coming right at me. I need an adult.
and then continue running to the west.
Did we ever unblock the west door?
No, we quite specifically said we unblocked their east door.
Yeah, you did. In fact, he's going to get all the way over there, and he's going to move to start unblocking the door and frantically trying to get through, which we'll get to on his next turn.
What next turn?
Then that leaves Nessa. The first thing she does is spends one action to sustain the flaming sphere and moves it over onto Moonlight again. Moonlight reflex save.
Moonlight gets a 21.
Nice. And let's see.
I believe Flaming Sphere actually says takes 0 damage on a success.
Creatures that succeed at their save take no damage instead of half. You're right. It's the last paragraph. Okay. So then there's nothing. Moonlight dodging fireballs, flaming spheres. Then with her... second and third action, going to cast a two-action heal. Nessa heals for 11. And that's going to bring us over to Sabatri.
Wow, plus 8.
Sabatri will attempt to trip Nessa on her first turn. She's going to armor a hero point that I rolled a 2 and got a total of 10. So fuck that. 23 to trip.
That's where it's at. 23 is a success.
Okay. I guess fuck this Nessa chick. I'm just going to second action, take a step up to her. Third action will be to saber the sting.
All right.
Little focus spell.
Will save, right?
Yep.
She gets a 19 to save.
That will save. So does half damage, which will be 4 damage. Is the half. That's my three actions.
And after Savachi strides up and savors the sting, Kestrel, it's your turn.
I just gotta take a second. I'm just imagining a naked woman walking up and touching another woman and causing her mental anguish. Just like, it's okay. You're not as pretty as me.
Oh.
4 points of damage.
Wait, is it mental damage, right?
It is mental damage.
Okay, I'm going to do a thing to you. The trigger is the corrupted priest is targeted by an effect with the mental trait or that requires a will save. The effect is the hermit's mind is a storm of chaos due to the demonic influences. The creator of the triggering effect takes 3d8 mental damage.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
What?
You get a DC. You get a basic will save.
And she says, no, you're not prettier than me. You a slut.
Shit.
Hero point. 20 for the save.
That is a success. So you will take half of this 3d8 damage.
Jeez.
Ooh, shit rolls.
I'm still upset by this.
Okay. Savatra, you take 8.
I was the one that
stabbed you back.
Savatra takes 8 points of damage as Nessa looks at her and her eyes go wide and crazed and she just goes, I'm gonna kill you.
I still look better than you.
That's why she's got to kill you.
Wait. It's my turn. It is Kestrel's turn. I did that thing that I do.
It's good.
Good.
If I run all along this south wall, is that going to be difficult terrain at all?
For normal people, maybe. I wouldn't say Kestrel would have issues like giving little hops over these chairs. Hell, your stride probably clears them with no relative ease.
Right. So, I mean, and that's okay to say it is. If it's not...
Nah.
Then with one move action, I can get here. I say, I'll be right back. I'm going to deal with this one. And I get to here. And then with my second action, I will activate Flurry. And we'll try and take this one down. Well, that's a nat 20.
Yeah, it is. Is this a Flurry, you said?
Yeah, this is the first attack of Flurry. I deal it 11 damage. Looks like that's enough to take it out.
Old frail man Bach.
And...
punched to death by Kestrel.
Then I guess I'd run right back. At the end of my turn.
How fast do you move?
40.
Jesus.
Wow, that's spring attack if I've ever seen it.
I love it, though.
Oh,
you
man.
You really did say you were going to be right back.
Yeah. I'm a man of my word.
2 seconds over, 2 seconds to punch, 2 seconds back.
Yeah, that is a lot of movement.
That's some John Woo shit right there.
It is. I'm wooing it up in this combat. I am done.
All right, then after Kestrel, it is Jebediah. Your turn.
I'll give Turtle a turn and move her where the priest was and attack.
Get that flanking.
25.
Oh,
25. Did she get tripped? She was, right?
Yeah, I tripped her with my first action.
Yeah, that's right. 25 is a critical hit. This is going to be disgusting. You still have magic weapon on, right?
No, it's just Turtle, dude.
Oh, it's just Turtle. My bad.
15 damage.
Precision double, or...
I don't think her precision does.
Yeah, precision damage just doubles.
Okay.
Roll again.
Are you sure it does? Yeah. I don't think... Okay.
Well, positive.
So, 18 damage.
Is it different because it's an animal companion?
Well, it's just a sneak attack, essentially.
It's persistent.
Well, sneak
damage.
Attack does then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, without further ado...
How much damage was that?
18.
Damn.
26. Oh, fuck.
That's a critical hit.
Just turn on the critical, but don't you also have...
You have magic weapon on, too.
It's going to be 4d12.
Oh, you put magic weapon on me?
Yeah.
I did. I took it three times today.
35 damage.
Oh, my God. She's really dead.
I spit on her and say, "Who's pretty now, bitch?"
Who's pretty now?
Wow. Yeah, that's it. I loved that combat. That was, for some reason, that was one of the most entertaining, like, lead in to a combat, and combat itself, that was fantastic. I loved it.
I go get dressed.
Kestrel watches as you do.
Do you want to help me? This armor can be tricky to get on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's happening. It's happening again.
I feel like I need to restate. This isn't the first time me and David have had very strange interactions with our characters.
You guys always be fucking.
But like, just like, get a room, please.
We're just living out our fantasies, Ted. It's fine.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, at a certain point, it's not weird anymore. It's just, you know, normal.
It's still for weird you. For the listeners, though, I'm pretty sure.
And the rest of us.
Yeah, but
that's valid.
You guys are like
a next male
audience.
Character, and we're all just like, wait a second.
Oh man, I think at this point, there's that moment after you guys were putting on the charade for these two hermits, and it went well, and then you jumped them. It went as well as it could have given the situation, and you're just kind of all standing around afterwards, and the hermitage itself is silent.
We've got some doors to open.
Oh yeah, that big long hallway we found to the north. Which way do we want to approach, though? Do we want to go east or west to get there?
God, 13 doors. I say we go west. Just keep going down that hallway we've already gone down.
Okay.
West from the kitchen, down the long hallway of doors to get to the northern hallway that runs east to west. Just get us unbarricade the door, carefully poke your head out into the hallway. Don't hear a lot. Perception checks, everyone, for the new morning.
I suppose we should like double check all these rooms and make sure nobody's occupied them now.
It sounds like a lot of effort. I don't want to do that. Well,
they're probably still open. I mean,
okay, 25 perception.
Okay,
19 for Moonlight.
As you guys start going down the hall, just kind of checking in doors, are you checking in the side doors as you're going along?
Peek our heads in, I guess.
Just kind of peek in, similar to what you did last time. Doesn't look like anything's really changed a ton. And when you get up to the intersection for that northern hallway that runs east and west, you see 9 doorways to your left on the northern side of this hall. And 2 doorways. Nope, sorry. 3 doorways on the southern side. Now, there are 2 turnoffs in the hallway. One turns off to the north about halfway. And then at the end of the hallway, it turns back south into the grand hall.
There are many doors.
There are many doors.
I guess let's just start going through them. Let's check this one to the immediate left.
Oh, good. Open the privy.
All right.
2 holes in the floor. Pit toilets. The
I go actually, have
my morning movement.
Your morning what now?
Movement.
Ah.
I mean, did you need him to spell that out there for you?
SHIT.
Got it. Just double checking. You can actually hear the sound of the waves crashing at the bottom of these shafts that just drop down into the ocean below.
How far would you say they drop?
I would say maybe 50 feet down.
Okay.
There are bunches of herbs that are in this room, too, that are masking the smell a little bit. So it's really, musty and poopy in here all at the same time.
Actually, if you just had holes that dropped 50 feet down to the ocean, that would be incredibly sanitary. Probably didn't smell at all.
It would depend on how good the hermit's aim was, I suppose.
I guess so. Yeah.
And how wide the holes are. I mean, if like stuff's like, clean to the sides of the hole.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point.
Is it like cylinder? Does it open up more?
Yeah, you'd want it to be like conical. Yeah.
It's not conical. Straight shaft.
Yeah, it's poorly designed.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
What if it clogs? What if it clogged? Like,
man, that'd be a lot of work to try and clog that.
Gross. I don't even know how you would clog that.
I don't think you could.
Oh, that's a challenge. Moving on.
Moving on.
We close that door, Becca.
Anyways, what y'all doing about all these fucking doors?
Opening them.
One at a time.
Door by fucking door.
All right, then. Door by door. Just from the first door they come across, moving east. You open the first door, and it looks very similar to the other doors that you've seen, you know, to the western side of the Hermitage here. Except for these looks like they may have been more recently occupied. This particular one, it looks like it has some sort of, like, finger painting mural in some red paint on the far wall. Looks like really sharp runic drawings all over the wall.
We should take a minute or 10 minutes to heal up quick. I just noticed some of us are still down.
I'm good. But if we take 10 minutes, I'll do it anyway.
I'm gonna heal myself.
You gonna do that in the room with
God damn it.
Red finger paint on the walls? Heavy air quotes.
That way we can admire the finger painting while we get healed.
You guys doing it in that room then?
Well, I mean, that was Ted though. You can still do it.
But I can't do it on Savatri, right?
No.
No, you can do it on Moonlight though. Moonlight's
hurt. You do it on yourself or on me.
Are you hurt?
Yeah, I'm down 9.
I'm only down 3. I'll do you. Moonlight.
I'm down like a quarter of my hit points. Oh god, you just hurt me.
My bad. How much do I deal you?
I think it's 1d8 damage.
Couple of things here.
So you deal me 5 damage.
So let's see. Kestrel deals Moonlight 5 damage. Savatri deals who damage? Savatri got a 12.
She didn't.
Yeah, that's not a critical fail.
That's right. Nothing happens on a regular failure. So, I always forget that.
I don't know. I mean, did Kestrel just like break a couple twigs off of me or something?
I don't understand bark as like I understand skin.
I feel like maybe Jeb should heal the tree since he uses nature to heal.
I just tried to like pour water on you and it was actually like waterboarding.
So the question is, are we going to wait an hour?
25.
Hold up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we have an hour.
Yeah. No. The first 10-minute increment's going to be rough anyways, and I'm going to interrupt you in the middle of it anyways.
Oh, so you don't actually get hurt, right? Right?
No, you do.
Right? That's how it works, right?
No, you'll still get hurt. Fine, then it happens at...
But he didn't complete the 10 minutes.
It happens at 9 minutes and 59 seconds.
So he doesn't complete the 10 minutes.
Fine, it happens at 10 minutes then.
10 minutes, 1 second.
I was going to let you get the healing before this anyways. Turned out to be damaged, but yeah, that's what... So everybody's in this room. Everybody's in the room with the red finger painting on the wall. Give me perception checks, everyone.
A 22...
Looks like Jebediah leads with a 22. Jebediah, you're nearest to the door, and you're not currently healing anybody at this time.
He's not nearest to the door.
Yeah, I'm like furthest from the door for some reason.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
Are we all in here?
That's where you guys decided to heal.
I
think that's where Tyler kept asking, are you guys just going to heal in here? And we just said yes to get him to shut up. So really, I think you're probably wherever you want to be.
I guess I'm in the back right corner of a room.
You don't have to be in the back right corner of the room, dude.
Nope. That's where the DM put me.
I didn't move you.
God has put me here.
Who the fuck put you there?
God.
I think I put everybody in that room because that's where he said we were going to be.
Anyways, as you guys are in the room healing up, Jebediah, you hear some muffled voices coming from down the hallway. You hear... maybe something like snippets. It's in common, but you hear it. Oh, the ritual's about to start. And it says the animal contained is being sedated somehow. That's all you can manage to catch from the conversation.
I burst out and say, oh no, I'm late for the ritual.
You see two hermits, two of the men with the tridents and the shields, very taken aback by the, dare I say, sudden eruption of the dwarf from one of the bedrooms here.
I'm gonna run out right after him and be like putting on clothing. Like we were just fucking. We're like, oh, sorry, are we late?
The guy looks really taken aback and he goes, who are you?
I'm the new cook. Jeb here, and I pat him on the back, was just helping me with something, and, you know.
He cocked an eyebrow at you and looks back at the other one that's following behind him, and he goes, go ahead and lie to me, Savatri.
Okay. 26!
Fuck, solid numbers from Savatri. He just goes, well, then make breakfast, I guess.
Oh, it's done. There's veggie lasagna in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, we'll have to do that after the ritual. We're going to be late.
You should. It's delicious. Yeah, we're late. Yeah, let's hurry.
You're coming?
Well, I am.
He is. I'm going back to the kitchen.
They turn and run down the hallway to the that goes to the north. They're not really waiting for you anymore at this point.
I make a stealth check to try and follow them.
Fuck that. I just follow.
All right. I follow Jeb. I'm going to try and be stealthy, though.
I'm assuming everyone's at this ritual.
I mean, stealth is at half speed, so.
Well,
all right, well,
half
they
my
assume
speed
that I'm
is
good.
Jeb's full speed, so I'm good.
I got two people that think I belong here.
True.
I get a bad stealth check. I get an 11.
Consequences. I'll come up with something.
I suppose, yeah, we can all pretty easily keep up with Jeb because he's got stubby little legs.
Hey,
little
how about legs. You guys fuck off?
Lay off. You're never playing a dwarf again. Even though you've always played dwarves.
I was going to say, that's a lie. He always plays dwarves. No, not always, but frequently. All right.
I usually play wisdom-based characters. It just works.
2E gives you a lot of freedom with that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it does. All right, so did you guys follow the two retainers down this hallway? There are stairs that kind of lead up through the hallway and into what looks to be like a caged animal care facility of some kind. What you see in front of you are what look to be some animal pens. They have some foliage, and each pen that's in here, as you kind of look around, seems to be dedicated to a particular type of animal, like, you know, rats or canines or what have you. You could take the time to find out what type of pens or what type of animals may have resided in each of these pens if you'd like. But the two retainers that are running into the room turn off to the left where there's a door. And they go into the door and they close it. And just as the door is open, Jebediah, you see in that door what looks to be a ring of blood red light that's emanating from runes in the floor. And in the middle of this red ring, there is probably a wolf. Canine of some kind laying down in the middle of this ring, whimpering, and the door closes.
Uncool. And you said these are all like, is there anything else in all these pens?
There are no other animals in like the immediate pens around you. There are to the east in here, there's like a short hallway into like an area where there's a much larger pen than others. Otherwise, give me a nature check.
25.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The pens to the southwest here were meant for keeping rodents. The pens directly to the northeast were for the canines. You easily can identify, but none of them are currently occupied. You're not sure about the pen all the way to the east, though. That one's farther away. You haven't really taken a look.
Well, I look back at my people and say, are they ready?
I cast Shield Other on Jeb.
Shield Other? I cast Magic Fang on Kestrel.
Oh, and I cast
Magic
Weapon
on you, too. You had to think for just a second there. Or should I do it on Turtle?
I cast Magic Weapon on you, too.
Fantastic.
And then I straight up surprise motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck these fuckers. If they're going to sacrifice a dog, these guys are dead.
A 21 with a door kick.
Oh,
better
just,
not
Jeb,
be like, I don't know
Jeb,
what kind
you're
of
just
door
like
it is.
Fucking
I'm just
diving in. All right, so what bust did we get off before the door gets kicked in here? And how many rounds is it going to take for you to pre-buff getting in?
Seconds. It was
two rounds.
Well, yeah, Fang, Shield Other, and Magic Weapon.
You going to be able to hold Jebediah back for that long?
He looked back and said, are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I'm like, nope, as I touch his weapon and then Shield Other him.
He's casting one of the spells, so... Because he's casting Magic Fang on Kestrel.
With that in mind, Jebediah, you get your axe out, you get a boot down this door.
Mm-hmm.
It comes straight off the hinges with a 21.
I apologize for my tardiness.
I apologize for my tardiness.
Oh, Jeb, you would say it like that too. Sorry for being late.
Yo, behind him, I brought the lasagna.
It's another mild cliffhanger. Join us again next week to find out what happens to the poor doggo, and also if our enemies enjoy Savatri's lasagna, or even get a chance to taste it before they die. However, there's something you won't have to wait quite as long to find out about. By a day, admittedly. Next Wednesday, July 1st, MinMaxed is happy to announce that we will be launching another great adventure. Just a couple days ago, we announced on our social media that if we hit a Patreon goal of $50 a month, we would be launching another campaign. Astoundingly to us, within just a couple hours, we went from $14 total dollars on Patreon to $54, hitting our goal in much less time than we ever could have hoped. Your amazing outpouring of support is so appreciated. Thank you. And because of it, we will be bringing you MinMaxed in Space! This is going to be a homebrew adventure in Paizo's Starfinder system. It is going to be run, probably pretty badly, by me, David. We will be releasing episodes on the first of every month on our main feed for everybody to enjoy. And we cannot wait to share this new adventure with you. Join us again next week as we continue the Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.